Howdy, Notebooker. First, I want to address the elephant in the room. Google's recent stance on GEO, AEO. Here are my thoughts. With that out of the way. Last week, I broke down Google's Q1 2026 earnings call and what it means for AEO. I focused on the AI overviews and AI mode quotes, plus the new ad format Google is testing inside AI mode. There's one quote from Sundar I didn't dig into that's been bugging me ever since. It's about search latency. Even as we have brought new AI features into our results page, we have reduced search latency by more than 35% over the past 5 years. Sundar said it like a brag, and by classical search logic, it is one. Faster search has been a North Star at Google for 2 decades, but a recent study titled The Impact of Response Latency and Task Type on Human LLM Interaction and Perception just dropped that suggests something more interesting than a Google product question. It suggests users have already used response speed to sort AI products into a trust hierarchy, and that hierarchy should change how you think about which LLMs your brand needs to be inside. The study. Felicia Tan and her co-authors at NYU ran a controlled experiment with 240 participants. Each person was assigned to one of 3 latency conditions, 2, 9, or 20 seconds, and one of 2 task types, creation or advice. Same GPT-4o model, same content, same quality. The only thing the researchers changed was how long the AI made you wait before it started typing. Then they had participants rate the responses across 7 dimensions of perceived quality. The finding, responses that arrived after a 2-second wait were rated significantly less thoughtful and less useful than responses that arrived after a 9-second or 20-second wait. Same exact content, just a different perceived thinking time. About 31% of participants explicitly described the delay as the AI deliberating or processing. One participant wrote, "It was gathering information to formulate a thoughtful response." They were anthropomorphizing the wait. The mechanism. The researchers point to something called the effort heuristic. People infer quality from perceived effort. When the AI takes longer, users assume it's thinking harder and rate the answer accordingly. Compare that to fast responses. When something pops out instantly, users mentally code it as a lookup, not a synthesis. It feels like autocomplete, not reasoning. This isn't just vibes. Li et al. Found the same pattern with creative image generation tools. Slower render times made people rate identical outputs as higher quality. The sweet spot landed at around 9 seconds. Usefulness peaked there. Thoughtfulness was significantly higher than at 2 seconds, and trust stayed high. At 20 seconds, things got murkier. People started questioning whether the system was broken. The response time made me question if my internet cut off, one participant wrote. The curve isn't linear. It's an inverted U. Too fast feels shallow. Too slow feels broken. Around 9 seconds is the Goldilocks zone. The trust ladder users have already built. Hold that 9-second sweet spot in your head and notice what's already happened underneath it. Different AI surfaces have trained users to expect different speeds. Those defaults are now baked into how users mentally rank each one for the kinds of questions worth asking it. AI overviews and AI mode answer in roughly 2 seconds. Speed is the design goal. The pattern reads as lookup. Default ChatGPT and Gemini app replies arrive in a few seconds, but both platforms have trained users to also see a thinking indicator on harder asks. The pattern reads as variable effort. ChatGPT with reasoning modes, Claude with extended thinking, Perplexity deep research, and Gemini deep research run for 30 seconds to several minutes. The pattern reads as research. If the NYU finding generalizes, and Li et al. Suggests it does, users have already sorted those tiers into a trust hierarchy without anyone telling them to. Speed-first AI gets used for quick informational queries. Deliberative AI gets trusted with the questions where the answer matters. A 2014 study, by Arapakis, Bai, and Cambazoglu showed that on identical 10 Bluelinks pages, users prefer the faster one. That finding still holds for classical search. It does not appear to hold inside a chat interface. Same content, opposite verdict, because timing carries social meaning in conversation that it doesn't carry on a SERP, where the money decisions happen. Most AEO planning today treats be visible across LLMs as one undifferentiated goal. Same citation, same brand mention, whatever surface a user lands on. The trust ladder says that's wrong. Low stakes informational queries, definitions, quick facts, how-tos, get answered on the fast surfaces, and users accept the first answer. AI overviews and AI mode visibility matters here. High stakes decisions involving real money, B2B software selection, legal questions, financial moves, big ticket consumer purchases, get escalated to deliberative tools. Users wait, they watch the reasoning steps, they trust what comes out the other end. If you sell something expensive, complex, or considered, your buyer is probably forming their opinion inside a slow AI, not a fast one. The fast surface is where they get oriented. The slow surface is where they decide. That should change how an AEO program is prioritized. What I'd do about it? Three shifts. Audit visibility on deliberative surfaces specifically. Not just whether you appear in ChatGPT or Perplexity in general, but whether you appear when reasoning modes are turned on for buying intent queries. The citations a model assembles after 60 seconds of research are not the same as what it surfaces in 2 seconds. Different retrieval paths, different sources, different brand outcomes. Build content that survives a reasoning pass. Deliberative AI does multi-step retrieval, comparison, and synthesis. The pages that win in that environment are the ones with structured comparisons, transparent claims, and verifiable sources. Same principles I've been writing about, with a sharper reason to care. Closing thought. Sundar's 35% latency reduction is a real engineering achievement, and inside the 10 Bluelinks paradigm, faster is better full stop. What the NYU study shows is that inside a chat interface, the same wall clock improvement reads differently to the human on the other side. A 2 second answer feels like reflex. A 9 second answer feels like thought. Same content, opposite verdict. I'm not saying any platform should slow down. I'm saying users have already used speed as a signal to sort AI products into trust tiers, and that sort is happening underneath every visibility decision we make in AEO. If your buyer is spending real money, they're probably spending more of their decision time inside the slow AI than the fast one. Plan accordingly. One caveat, this could be a moment in time finding. The same study in 2, 3, 5 years, as users get more conditioned to instant AI, might produce a different result. For now, slower AI breeds more trust on the questions that matter most. That's it. Sources: Tan, FFY, Messerschmitt, MA, Yin, W, and Nov, O, 2026. The impact of response latency and task type on human LLM, interaction and perception, CHI 26. Alphabet Q1, 2026. Earnings call transcript, Sundar's remarks on search latency reduction and AI response cost reduction. Arapakis, I, Bai, X, and Cambazoglu, BB, 2014. Impact of response latency on user behavior in web search, SciGIR, 14. Treat fast AI presence as awareness, not conversion. AI mode visibility puts your brand in front of someone at the orientation stage. Don't expect it to close a 50K decision on its own. It's the top of the funnel, not the bottom.